We are live. Welcome to the Insane Asylum. We are here with our guest, Jimmy K. from Max Inc. Radio and Hotel K.
What's up, Joe? Mark, how you doing today, man?
Doing good. How you been doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for coming on. So I hear you're
rocking. Happy Oktoberfest to you.
Oktoberfest. It's September, man. You're early.
You know, I'll tell you what, if people are going to go crazy with the pumpkin spice starting in late August.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we could celebrate a beer holiday a little bit early. And there's so many Oktoberfest. And there's so many Oktoberfest beers out there. You need a couple months to get through them all.
Yeah. True. Or you just need a nice cast iron stomach and an iron will and just start pounding very first, you know, at midnight the very first day. And
right.
And just keep going. But no, yeah, I know there's a lot of different beers, mostly microbrews, aren't they?
Well, I mean, Oktoberfest, everybody has an Oktoberfest, you know, it's you know, it's just a simple, traditional German beer style lager. It's awesome. The maltiness. There's so many out there. You just got to find one that you like and then get another.
See, I'm afraid to drink a German beer the way that the Germans drink them.
You mean warm?
Exactly. And not just that. A true German beer is a very dark, kind of a bittersweet lager. And they are kept mostly in root cellars, so their temperatures are only roughly 66 degrees.
Okay.
So, I like my beer cold. I like it right on that verge of freezing.
I think it depends on the style of beer you're drinking regarding the temperature. I mean, most beer was in the first place, especially your IPAs, were made because they couldn't be refrigerated. So, you know, it's all your personal taste. Beer, that's the wonderful thing about beer. It's all about your personal taste. Nothing's correct. Nothing's wrong.
Now, I used to like MGD.
The champagne of beers.
And now it's like, okay, that doesn't taste right anymore to me. So I've found Spotted Cow, which is New Glarus. And to me, Spotted Cow actually tastes like what MGD used to taste like.
You know, it's a Spotted Cow is a farmhouse ale, and MGD is just, I believe it's just an ale, isn't it? But there's a lot of, you know, there's mass production. Although Spotted Cow, they're making a lot of Spotted Cow.
Oh, God, yes.
There's a lot of cow coming out of New Glarus.
Yes, there is. and the funny thing is about New Glarus Brewery and New Glarus Beers, you cannot get them.
You have to be in state.
They have to be sold in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. They will not allow vendors outside the state to sell them.
People travel from across the country. If they come to Wisconsin for the sole purpose to buy a Spotted Cow.
Well, not just Spotted Cow.
There's other
Blair's Brewery.
But Spotted Cow is their number one seller, so that's
I know.
That's what people are coming for.
And it is really tasty beer. It is a very tasty
I wouldn't
beer.
Know. I don't drink.
No, you don't drink beer. But you have drank, and you still do drink every occasionally. But your drink of choice is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
I drink.
You know,
Mountain
we're
Dew.
Here. We're here to talk about Jimmy and his stuff here.
Max Inc.
Come on,
Radio.
Get back to it, boy.
Well, you know, this is okay. When during the Jimmy K show with E-Dub, we used to have a weekly segment called the Beer of the Week. Trixie from Trixie's Liquor at the corner of Oak and East Washington.
Yep.
Used to come on our show, and down at the Wisco, and we would rate a beer every week. It was a lot of fun.
I knew a gal named Trixie once.
Oh my God! Here we go. You triggered him.
Nope. I remember the liquor store though.
Okay, Jimmy, let's get going.
So, what got you started in the DJ business? I mean, you weren't at Max Inc. Radio first.
Well, basically, with what we're doing right now, basically started in 2010, 2011. I met E-Dub at a crawdad party. We were pinching.
A crawdad party?
A crawdad party.
Like, that sounds like something you see down south. They actually have those here, though.
The crawfish came from the Louisiana Crawfish Company in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're shipped up here. Our good friends, Doug and Brenda, they had this party every year. This is an excuse to get together, drink beer, and have a fire and eat really good food. And,
sure, you know, it's Wisconsin. Why the hell not?
Right. Yeah, crawfish, exactly. You know, corn on the cob, red potatoes. Anyway, I met E-Dub there. Go ahead. Right.
Crawfish are just basically a miniature lobster.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I know what they are. Yeah. I know.
And I tell you what, if you get a big enough crawfish and you can crack open that claw meat, you're in business.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some big freaking crawfish, man. Mm. I've seen some probably like that.
Here's
with pincers about yay big.
Here's to pinching tail and sucking head all day long.
Awesome.
I met E-Dub and we found out we had a common thread that we both liked radio. And so at the time, another friend of mine, Slam and Elvin, we were doing BOA. And that was just a, you know, under the ground internet deal. And E-Dub and I created the Bastard Den. It was kind of a morning format with some comedy interviews. And our niche was going to be local and independent music from around the area, around Madison, Wisconsin. And we did this out of our basement, kind of like you two are doing right now at your mom's house. Although I own my own basement. You guys are at your mom's house, right?
No. You wish. My mom passed away.
It was a joke, Joe.
Joe, come on. Get with it.
So, we did this show, and you know, we kind of caught on because we had to, because we were inviting people over to the studio to get on the air. We were incorporating live music on the radio, which I love. I met Rocker from Maximum Make Music Magazine about a year later. This was in 2011. I interviewed him on my show. A couple days later, he says, "I want to start an internet radio station." So that's how Max Inc. Radio started. At the peak of Max Inc. Radio back then on internet radio, we really hit our stride probably about two years in. And the reason being, we had a great team of DJs. They would do shows. We had live or pre-recorded DJ programming from 6 in the morning until like 7 at night. And then we had a really good Emperor auto DJ going the rest of the time. And everything from singer-songwriter, everything from punk, rock. There's an outlaw country show with Tommy Trigger. That was awesome.
I remember that show.
Yeah.
Listen to him because I kind of like country.
There was some jazz that got played, a lot of blues. And the cool thing about it...
I could dig the jazz and blues.
Exactly. So, you know, it was all centered around Madison, Wisconsin, promoting the local artists of Madison, Wisconsin, even around the state, artists from Milwaukee, Green Bay, the Fox Valley, up in La Crosse and Eau Claire. There's a strong music scene here in Wisconsin.
You still do that, though.
I still do what?
You know, talk to bands and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So the current, where we are right now, we're no longer broadcasting the internet. Rocker and I, we started the show, Max Inc. Radio, and we were fortunate enough to become friends with Mike Kroot from 92.7 here in Madison.
Crudy,
right. So Crudy is the host.
I've listened to him for years.
So Crudy is the host of The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. Weekdays now at 2 o'clock in the afternoons, followed by Earl Ingram. You can get more information on the schedule at talk927fm.com. But Rocker and I, we are on Saturday nights at 6 o'clock. and we do a 3-hour show. We interview people. We tell you what's happening in the music scene. And it's a blast. And we get a lot of positive feedback saying, hey, wow, I just discovered this band because of you. And a buddy of mine happens to be in it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, I guess, talking about 92.7 for just a second here, there are three venues of that, right? There's 1580 AM, and there's 101.7 out of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Now, are you guys on those channels as well? Or
well,
is it just the 92.7?
We were on all four channels, but unfortunately, the four. Milwaukee station, yeah, there was an AM.
I only know the three.
There was an AM 1520 in Waukesha.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it was two AMs, two FMs. Unfortunately, the FM and I believe the AM in Waukesha and Milwaukee are no longer there. You know, COVID happened.
Oh yeah.
Everybody lost advertising in the radio world. I mean, if you listen to any commercial radio in Madison during the last 6 months, they're dying for advertisers, you know? So, you know, 92.7 Crudy was in the same boat. So he decided to close up shop in Milwaukee. Madison is strong though. So we still have the, you know, so that there's that. And I know Crudy's also in the process of doing like a rebrand. I believe it's going to become Devil Radio Network, or Darn WI,
yep.
DARNWI.com.
Oh, that's
yeah. I thought you had another question. I'm sorry.
Hi, Barb.
No. I'm sorry. I just looked over that. Barb,
hey, Tom.
Fine. That's Tom's. Tom from Off the Rail. That's his mom.
Oh.
Hi, Barb.
Hello, Barb.
So yeah, Darn Wisconsin.
Devil's right.
Advocate Radio Network.
Right. So anyway, Rocker and I, we do Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. from 9. You know, like I said, we interview a ton of people.
Now,
a lot of people, you know, we focus on artists coming out with new music or artists having an event or a show. If there's a show happening, we're definitely going to be talking about it.
Cool. Now, I got a question for you because, you know, you've got the voice for the radio show and stuff like that. Did that have anything to do with what you were doing prior to all of that, as in dispatching? I mean,
yes.
He's calling you out. No.
For all of you that don't know, Jimmy K was the best dispatcher at Madison Taxi. Man. And I can say that because I used to work there when he was working a few times. He's actually the reason I ended up at Madison Taxi.
I apologize for that.
That's okay. I had some fun.
You know, I guess dispatching, I did it for Madison Taxi and Green Cab. And Badger. I just lost connection, didn't I?
No. I've got you, Jimmy.
I've still got you.
Can you hear us, Jim?
Are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Jimmy, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes. Don't know if I'm on the air or not. Should I just play
a
record right now or what?
I can hear you.
Play Stairway to Heaven, Go Take a Poop?
I wonder if he lost this, Joe.
I don't know.
I can still hear him.
I can still hear him too.
I can still hear.
Oh, hey, you guys are back.
Well, we never lost you.
We never lost you, Jim. In fact, here, I was going to write you a note. And I was going to say, yes.
You know, they tell you in radio.
I hear
you.
You.
See, well,
like that. And then it's not going to show up.
Yeah, because I didn't see or hear you, you know?
That's because of the green screen.
Where was
probably,
I?
Probably.
Taking a poop or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, we were able to hear you. All of a sudden, whenever you said that you lost us, up on Joe's
screen. No, I heard what you said about Badger.
On my screen, on Joe's, with Joe here, it went dark, and then it had that little circle for about a second. And then then he popped back up. And then all of a sudden you're going, I think I lost connection.
I know exactly what happened. We were talking about dispatching cabs, and, which really, in my opinion, was a good experience. But I'm sure as hell glad I don't do it anymore, you know?
Yeah, me too. I'm glad I don't drive cab anymore.
I used to drive for Union Transit. I never drove for a cab division. I was in the transit, and then I went from transit to bus. And then I got to set my ass in the hot seat for the evening shift of dispatch.
It's a thankless job.
It very much is. So, but yeah, it was actually fun. You know, I was able to keep up with things.
But you've done bigger things than just your radio show, because you've done live remotes at the Wisco.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, one of the aspects of Max Inc. Radio and just doing what I do in general for radio, either internet radio or FM radio, and this is what I really miss because of COVID. I like doing the show in front of people in a bar or in a venue where a band's about to play. I love, even if we're not broadcasting, I've emceed a number of shows, including for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been the MC at the Alchemy Stage at Atwood Fest here in Madison. Wow. And that's a blast. I love getting on stage. One of my favorite memories actually was from Atwood Fest. It was like the second or third year I emceed. Simo was closing the night out. And, you know, the street was packed because people wanted to see Simo. I don't know if you guys know who these guys are.
I have no idea, but I know about the festivals and stuff that happen down there on Shanks Corners. And they can get quite big.
Right. So anyway, the crowd was going wild. Simo stopped. They walked off stage. You know, we knew that there was going to be a encore. So I went up. I had to thank the sponsors real quick. And I was at the end of the night, so I didn't really have a voice left. And I was a little drunk. But I got through the sponsors, and the power and the energy, though, that was echoing off the crowd onto the stage was intense. And I stood there for a second because the people were just roaring because they wanted the Simo to come back on, which they did, and they tore it up. But it was just incredible. That power, the energy, the love coming from the crowd is top notch.
You know, yeah, the funny thing is, you two being related, it's hard to fathom that, because you, Jimmy, by your explanation there, you are a ham in front of people on stage.
Oh yeah.
Joe, on the other hand,
some of his,
he can't even hardly stand in front of anybody and talk about anything, because he has such bad stage fright. And I have been working with him for a long time to get over that.
I know. It's real bitch, ain't it?
It's tough.
I've always been jealous because I've wanted to do the same thing Jimmy does.
I tell you what. I found it's harder to go on stage and do your thing when there's no one or two or three people in the room. All right? That's very awkward for me. And it's really when you actually have to shine, because, you know, like a band,
right?
You gotta bring your A game if you're playing in front of a packed house or an empty room. You just have to do it. That's rule number one. Bring your A game every time. And you know, it's tough though for me anyway to do that in front of an empty or two or three people. But when the place is packed, there's a ton of people, you do get the butterflies. And the pressure is in your brain. Oh, don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Can I say fuck?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Oh. You say whatever you want, man.
Good.
We're uncensored.
Oh, yeah, that's what
uncensored.
I thought. We're on the internet.
We're uncensored.
Yeah, we're on the internet.
We're on the internet.
Yeah, we are on the internet.
So put this on the internet. Anybody can be a star on the internet.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, sometimes. I've seen some pretty fucked up shit, man.
So, yeah, the live crowds are great. I love incorporating the live on the radio. I love incorporating the live music on the radio. Broadcasting live music is really a passion of mine. I enjoy it. I want to do more of it. I've done a lot of it, and it's fun.
I know it's got to be.
What's great about it, you get the true emotion. You get the true emotion from the artist. Maybe they drop a line or they weren't perfect, but that song was awesome because they did it in front of you and they put their all into it, and it was great.
Yeah, but the greatest thing you've got going for you is you're talking with a lot of these local bands from around the area, and you never know, some of them probably could come become famous, and you can say, I knew him when.
Well,
you know, that's another cool aspect of that.
I've talked to a few big names. One band though that kind of happened to them, what you just described happened to them, is Fox, Phox, from Madison. If you don't know who Fox, find out who Fox is. They were great, but they were they played Atwood Fest. They blew up shortly after playing Atwood Fest because they got such great reviews. They did a tour. They were on late night television. They got a big contract. They did well for themselves. And another band, if you like now, pop punk. Hang on.
You just said was talking about them in the past tense. Are they no longer a band?
I don't know if Fox has officially broken up. They're not actively doing anything as far as I know.
Okay.
As far as I know. I know Monica, the lead. Monica, I forget her last name. I apologize, Monica. But I know she's doing a side project. I've seen that on her Facebook post. You know? So I'm not sure what they're up to. I would pray for Fox to do a new album. That would be great. Another band though from Madison that has been a tremendous, actually there's two. The first one is Masked Intruder, your pop punk wet dream of a band, and Criminals, you know, True Anarchist. But they're great. They actually just released an album. If you search for Masked Intruder on Bandcamp, I believe, or Soul, they're everywhere, you know, Facebook. Another band from Madison that has done very well for themselves, especially over in Japan and Europe, is Lords of the Trident, a local metal band from Madison. In fact, their catchphrase is the world's best, or the most metal band in the world. That's what it is.
The most metal band in the world, huh?
Yeah, lordsofthetrident.com. Check them out. Join their Patreon, too. And while we're talking about bands, let me say one more thing, if I may just steal your show over here.
Go ahead. Have fun. Enjoy.
Because of COVID, what happened with COVID and the shutdowns and everything, if there's one demographic in the world right now that's really struggling to pay the bills or even to eat, it's the musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Or artists. Musicians, artists, performers.
I watched a band's show that's was on your show a few times, probably. Sunspot.
Oh, you had Mike and Wendy on, didn't you? Or just Mike?
No, just Mike.
We interviewed Mike, and then we're going to be interviewing his sister later on in the month.
Now, Sunspot, they're the hardest working band in Madison. They've been around, let me get this right here, I think since 1997.
Wow.
And it's Mike Huberty, Wendy,
and Ben.
And they're just a rock. Some of this comedy rock, some of this good rock. Wendy is one heck of a fiddle player. She's one hell of a drummer. Very talented people. And plus they do a podcast too, along the lines of your paranormal.
Yes, see you on the other side podcast.
See you on the other side.
See you on the other side podcast.
If you ever need a pitch man if you need someone to pitch your company, I am for sale.
Okay? I'll let you discuss that with Joe. Now, since we're on bands from the area, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't the band Garbage from the Madison area?
Yeah, some of the members were. The connection there is Smart Studios on East Washington Avenue. Garbage recorded their album at Smart Studios along with...
Yeah, I remember where that studio started a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, Butch Vig, you know, he was one of the big producers. I got to give a shout out to Wendy Schneider here in Madison. She's one of the performers that need help. If I could just backtrack just for one second.
No, go ahead.
To finish a point about the musicians, they need help. You know, how can you help them? You know, do stuff like join their Patreon for like $5 or $6 a month or something like that. Do, you know, buy their merch, buy their music.
Yeah.
If they're performing online, try to throw them a tip. Obviously, everybody's struggling. So if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But if you can afford it, do it, because, you know, they didn't get any like PPP money, probably, you know. Well,
Without music, this whole world would suck.
The musicians, sorry to say, but even though they're self-employed, they're not considered small businesses in the eyes of the government like that, unless it's about taxes.
Another way to help musicians too, there is a charitable organization here in Madison called the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association. They have a couple aspects of it. They have the award show, which is going to be coming up in October. Voting is closed for all that, but the live streaming show is going to be happening in October.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Facebook or go to themamas.org for that. But they have a sub-charity called Mama Cares. And Mama Cares is a benefit fund for musicians that get sick or really fall on hard times for medical reasons or an accident, something of that type, you know, and they can't pay their rent or a hospital bill, you know. That's an important fund. So it's basically like a safety net, possible like insurance for I don't want to say insurance because it's not insurance, but, you know, an artist could qualify to get money from Mama Cares to pay for this hospital bill or pay for rent.
Right.
And you can get more information about that at Mama Cares at themamas.org. And you could always make a tax deductible donation there at the Mamas.
I've listening to 92.7 like I do. I've heard yours and Rockers commercials on there. I heard some about. I think I heard one or two of them about the Mamas.
Yeah. What was it? Rocker and I would like to try to be creative with the promos. You know, we get 30 seconds to run a promo to try to get people interested in listening to Max Inc. Radio on the weekends.
Right.
So Rocker and I, well, actually it's mostly Rocker. A lot of these have been Rocker's ideas. I've come at him with a couple of ideas and we just like to have fun with it. I think the current one is we had to tell the president or Agent Orange to send the check.
Agent Orange told you the check was in the mail.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Agent Orange, the check is in the mail. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you can actually listen to all these promos. So if you go to Max Inc. Radio, maxinkradio.com, there's an opportunity to listen live when we're on Saturday nights. You can also listen to all the archives of all the shows and also all the interviews that we've done while we've been on 92.7, which has been the last year and a few months now. You can also listen to all the past promos we've done. So all the promos, you can go back and listen to those if you like. And also the most important thing is if you're an artist, if you are a band, you got new music coming out or maybe music that you that you released 100 years ago or something like that, you can send us MP3s at maxincradio@gmail.com. We'll be happy to consider those for on-air playback.
Cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
Now, we're getting close to halfway mark. Let's get on to this other subject here that you started not so long ago.
Wait, halfway? Do I need another beer?
Sure. I got to go grab a soda then.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
So he can handle it.
We usually do about an hour show.
So now you've got this thing you started not so long ago, and I love the website. I really do. I got to give you props for changing that one. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you going to bring it up, Joe? You put it in your wall thing earlier.
Oh, I could do that, yeah. I could bring it up. I still have it saved there. You know, I'm only allowed 20.
Oh, there. Look at that.
Look at that.
It's a beautiful logo.
How do you like that? That is cool.
I love it. So, you know, Hotel K, I got to tell you, Hotel K was a total mistake. Mistake.
When did you start this?
It just happened by mistake is what I'm trying to say. So when Leona, my wife and I, bought our house on the north side, what was it, 2007, we bought our house. And the house has a, you know, fenced in backyard. We had Mott's, our dog at the time. And anyway, my friends and family were like, hey, you got this yard. Can the dog come over and can you watch him? And we're like, yeah, bring him over. You know, we're not charging anything at that time. You know, we're just watching somebody's dog. And my buddy Slam and Elvin coined the name Hotel K. Hey, can Ellie and Wrigley come over to Hotel K? It might have been my buddy Ben, too. I don't know. But Hotel K, it just stuck. So that's where the name came from. And then about a year later, someone actually gave us money for here's like $20 to watch our dog. And we're like, Oh,
you can get paid for doing that?
No. Right. So at the time, I was dispatching cabs for Badger Cab. And, you know, good people at Badger Cab, but again, it was dispatching.
Right.
You know, it sucked, you know. And so I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit, wanted to do something on my own. So I did some research. Took another year to kind of research things and find out the pros and the pitfalls of everything. I know I needed a platform, you know, like a web and an app to be successful at it. So anyway, put all that together and here we are with freebillyrubs.com. You know, before COVID hit, we were in business for 5 years and we went from just me and Leona to having 10 pet sitters working for us.
And you opened up an office, an actual office somewhere other than your house.
So February 15th, I moved in my office, which is where I'm at now. And of course, the bottom fell out about a month later in March.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's been tough. But thankfully, you know, we've had a lot of confidence in the public. I mean, we have really good reviews for pet sitting and dog walking, cat care visits, you know, pet transportation. We have really good reviews both on, right, you know, on Google and Facebook. People trust us. We have a handful of clients who either are in the healthcare industry and they had to work during the whole thing. So we kept them on. We also had a client that was stuck out of town. Her cat, we were taking care of her cat at home. It was supposed to be a 10-day reservation or something like that. And it turned into a 45-day reservation because she was just, the client was stuck out of town. She couldn't get back to Madison.
Right, because of travel restrictions.
Right. So, you know, it was an interesting time. You know, I was fortunate enough. I want to give a shout out to, Dame by Local. And they had this grant sponsored by Dane County and Dane by Local. And I got some grant money from them. And it basically, because of the loss of business, I lost, you know, 75% of my business. The grant basically paid for my office for the year, which was a blessing, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's very so good. That's, yeah. So I was very lucky with that. And we just did what we had to do.
And didn't you already spread out beyond Madison?
I was just the beginning of this year, I was trying to tap into the Baraboo, Sauk City, like Lodi. And you know, it's been hard because I just started that effort at the beginning of the year and, you know, like everything else that's being put on hold. But, I do have a pet sitter that can accommodate, you know, some specific hours up in the Baraboo area. Shout out to Lisa. That's possible. But right now we're focusing here in Madison, Dane County. You know, the things that we really want to do, and I think that it's a valuable thing because during quarantine I heard a lot of people got new dogs and new cats.
Yes.
And eventually you're going to want to travel. Eventually you're going to have to go back to work and work 10-hour days. while your dog stays home and pees on your carpet. That's no fun. So give us a call or just hop on our website, freebellyrubs.com. Yep. Read up about us. We do dog walks. We both have the potty break 30 minute, the 1 hour tuckered them out. We have cat care visits. We have the standard 20 minute cat care visit or the gone kitty fishing. That's 45 minutes. You know, we'll even scoop the litter box for you. And then we also do house sitting. So, Joe, when you go on vacation with the missus, you need someone to take your dog. We come out to your place, move in, and we take your dog. And then we leave. Your house is exactly how you left it with a happy dog when you come home.
Oh, you don't clean?
Well, I don't make a mess.
See, they don't make the mess. And
I clean up my own
mess. They pick up after themselves.
So. Right.
Not like the kids. When the kids come and stay, and you have to pick up after them after they leave. Shit. 2 days later, you're still finding crap that they left.
I like how you did that, Mark. That was good. Little jab to the gut. Little jab to the gut.
Well, you know, got to make sure that everything's covered here.
I really appreciate you guys having me on, though, especially to talk about freebellyrubs.com. I mean, Hotel K obviously is my livelihood now. I believe in
stuff like this because, you know me, I'm a dog person.
Woof.
Okay. I believe in rescuing the dogs, and basically Joy was a rescue dog. You know, yeah. Nitro was kind of a rescue dog because if I didn't take him, they were going to put him in the pound.
Right.
You know,
you never know what would have happened to him or where
right,
he went
because
at that
he was
point.
7 years old at the time. So at least the last couple of years of his life were happy ones. You know,
yeah,
he went for walks every
ones.
Day and, you know, he was a spoiled puppy.
It is heartwarming to hear stories like that. I mean, I hear that story a lot.
You know, and I miss my Nitro. I miss Nitro every day. I mean, it was the worst thing it was that I ever felt in my life was losing that pet. You know, I never thought losing a pet could hurt so bad because all the pets I've ever had before, I had to give them up because I moved to an apartment and couldn't have them.
Yeah.
But at least I knew they were safe and okay and happy with somebody else, you know, because I found them a good home.
Yeah, man.
You know. But, you know, I never became attached to a dog like I was attached to Nitro. He was a very good companion, you know. And being disabled, I needed that because I was home alone all the time while my wife worked. So I needed that companionship.
You needed that companionship there.
He kept me going out, and he was the one that, if it wasn't for him, I would have probably been stuck in a wheelchair early. You know, but now it's probably going to be years because I go out and I walk my dog every day. You know, they give me something to do. You know,
they
keep me busy. You know, and huskies are smart.
Yeah, they are. Dog walking. I'm sorry.
You can have a good conversation with a husky too.
Yes, you can.
So. But yeah, I love dogs, and you know, I don't think I could live in a house where I could have a dog and not have one. So,
Leona and I still don't have a dog. We had Mott's. Mott's passed away though 5 years ago. Hey Mott's, if you're listening, hello. Here's your paranormal tie-in. I knew I would get
there. You go.
You never know.
So we're professional pet sitters without a dog of our own, but we got four dogs in the house tonight though.
Yeah. I usually, the one time I was there, you had like five or six.
Yeah. But the
probably
thing
five.
Is,
the we thing try not is, to go over five.
That one, I was like, Jimmy. I was trying to steal that one from you. And you were like, oh, I don't think the owner would appreciate that too much.
Can't steal the dogs.
But it was so lovable. That husky, that one husky, it was just a puppy still.
You met Aria. I remember that now.
Yes.
Yeah. Just a puppy.
Beautiful.
Beautiful husky. Had beautiful markings and very lovable. Oh, yeah.
So,
but those are
having,
my favorites.
Not having a dog of your own for you guys, isn't it still kind of like having your own dog whenever you're sitting for others?
Yeah.
Especially if there are repeat clients.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head here, Mark. That's where free belly rubs comes from. Because for pros and cons, Leon and I, most of the time, are going to fall in love with your dog.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Well, definitely.
And we treat your dog as if it was ours and care for it as if it was part of our family.
So they continue to spoil your puppy.
We might have spoiled your dogs, yes. And I'm not sorry about that. You know, the one thing about Hotel K I was not prepared for is when we find out that a client's dog died. It's especially a dog that we've had at the house a number of times, or we
and you got attached to.
And we get attached to.
It hurts just as much.
And you know, it, I mean, when that's the bad thing about having a large client list. And I think we just topped 850 clients or something like that the other day.
Wow.
You know, it happens. It happens more so than I like, and it's an emotional. I don't want to say trauma, but it's difficult sometimes. You know,
it's like an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Well.
You know, it's tough.
I lived with Dwayne for so many years, and I kind of got attached to his dog. And when I heard it, you know, Argus passed away, it was kind of
that was awesome.
That was rough when Argus passed away. He died of old age, you know, but still, it was rough.
Yeah, but nobody liked my dog.
Argus was my buddy when I lived there.
Nobody liked my dog. I had a Rot Lab mix. His name was Max. Got him when he was 6 months old.
Did you ride the short bus to school?
He did not ride the short bus to school. But no, he lived to be about 12 years old, and he
was just a big brute.
Oh, he was not. He was a big, loving little, loving fart.
Yeah, I know. But when he'd want to get up in your face, he'd get up in your face. And there wasn't much you could do about it.
He always thought he was a lap dog and he weighed 110 pounds. I was about the only one that could handle
him. What did you call that coat? What was that coat?
It's a brindle color.
Brindle color, yeah. It was really cool.
Same color that Jasmine is. My puppy now, Jasmine, she's got that same color coat. But yeah, he was a pretty awesome dog. What got him was he wound up Cushing's disease.
Oh yeah, that's
that's what took him, and we didn't want to let him suffer anymore, so we had to have him put down.
Yeah,
but it was 12 wonderful years with him though.
Now you have to talk about something happier. I got to bust out the whiskey.
I'm sorry. I got a bottle of whiskey we could both drink together. I got some Honey Jim Beam.
Honey Jim Beam. Mm.
So it slowed down your expansion. That kind of really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm still about half where I should be or where I was last year as far as total walks and sales or whatever. But you know what? We're still doing good things. We're healthy. We're surviving. And I'm optimistic.
I mean, sitting there and taking care of those dogs for those people that were on the front lines there as nurses and doctors or whatever, that's cool too. I mean, that's something. I mean, you got to do what you can in this pandemic and crisis that this world's in, you know. I mean, you got to get this. They got to get the United back in the United States.
And amen, brother.
That's the only way we're going to survive. You know, that's all I'm saying on that.
We need somebody in that would be a uniter, not a divider.
But, you know, I still think that out of nowhere, this Hotel K popped up, and I thought it was the coolest idea ever.
You know. I think it is too.
I always thought you were the one for the name, though. It's kind of cool that it was a buddy that kind of dubbed you Hotel K, and you just ran with it.
Yeah,
I think that's really cool.
Well, I mean, it works. I mean, I've been calling Jimmy K since the beginning of time. So
that's what you were called when you were dispatching, pretty much too.
You know, we're hoping to we're hoping to upgrade. We want to sell and buy another house, you know, sometime soon. And
something with a bigger yard.
Something with a bigger yard, maybe out, a little bit out in the country, you know, maybe on an acre or something like that. We wanted to
give them some room to run.
We want it to be on County Highway K.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So my search is a little narrow, but we'll see what happens.
That really narrows down that search.
But that would still be pretty damn cool.
If you own a piece of property on Highway K, give me a call.
That would really.
I'll trade you. You give me some property on Highway K, I'll be your pitch guy.
That would be cool.
And give your dog Billy
Hotel
rolls.
K on Highway K.
On Highway K.
That is cool.
Yeah, man. So,
Tom's trying to do a pitch here for him. There, he'll find your property.
You know, it's weird when I do shows. Dead air drives me crazy.
Sponsor point.
You know, I'm like, dead air, you know. All right, your turn.
Tom Klein, our buddy here, he this is his sponsor, actually, this guy that he put on the comments here. Yeah, and you never know. He may actually be able to find you a place. Or
a realtor.
About, Solidarity Realty.
Oh, yeah. Well, Darcy is awesome over at Solidarity.
Darcy.
She's a sponsor.
Yes.
She's a sponsor at 92.7 FM. We appreciate that.
Just call your cousin.
Jimmy Killer Lane. Well, I'm sorry. Or, the other Jim Killer Lane.
Or Michelle.
Or Michelle Killer Lane.
Or Michelle Killer Lane.
My buddy Walker.
Speaking of cousins.
Speaking of cousins.
Okay, Joe.
Maybe not to you.
Cousins. I'm sorry, what? No?
Maybe not to you. Uncle Steve, my Uncle Steve Carvello and Aunt Vera Carvello, they live right next door on Speedway Road. Her immediate family.
Okay, sure.
So that's a cousin of mine.
Okay.
I guess.
Right.
Not so much the Killer Lane family, but she knows the Killer Lane family pretty well.
The Killer Lane family.
Yes.
It's huge, and I don't know anybody. But, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know anybody, Mike.
I don't know any. I mean, I know a few people, but I don't know. I just don't know anybody.
Yeah. Well, you got the other one that's got your name.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Jimmy. The other Jimmy.
Well, the other Jim Killer Lane. No,
yeah,
the other Jim
Jimmy.
Killer Lane. So,
oh,
he's awesome.
No, wait. Here
he's,
we
a,
go.
He's a realtor, you know.
I guess she is a cousin.
Yeah. Anyway, Jim's mom and dad, my Uncle Paul and Jenny are two of my favorite people in the world.
They're great. Man, I got good stories about Uncle Paul. Back when he was used to be supervisor of
Madison Metro,
yeah. Did you see this one? All right, here, there you go. Her grandfather was Leo Killer Lane. He died in the war.
So Leo, are you talking about, Leo Killer Lane? He's one of my uncles.
He died in the war, though.
He died in, if I remember the story right, I think Jenny told me the story. He was in the Battle of the Bulge in, was it Belgium? And that's where he was a tank commander, or maybe not a commander, but he was in a tank. So.
Yeah. That's not exactly how you spell it either, though, Tom.
Oh, you're showing pictures on the bottom left. I thought that was advertising pop-ups.
No, these are comments people are making.
Gotcha.
No, yeah, these are our comments over here.
I will say this, talking about World War II. Wasn't it just a couple days ago?
Lisa said you were correct, though.
Oh, great. Hi, Lisa. I see your picture now. I thought you were a Google ad at first. What was it the other day? It was the anniversary of the day that World War II ended. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace, brother.
Well, peace for a little short time. But yeah. Man, there's so much I could actually start going into since you guys started talking about this World War II and all this other crap.
No, we don't want you to get started on that. I don't want you to get started on that. No. We don't go there.
It would be a bad thing.
That's taboo. That's taboo. Yeah, that's got us in trouble in the past.
I have. I mean, I'm a liberal. I'm a libtard, dude. Screw you if you don't like it.
A bleeding heart liberal, are you, Jimmy?
The best president that has never been is Bernie Sanders. Period. That's who I am, you know.
Unfortunately, he hasn't been president yet.
Right. The best president that ever has been, Bernie Sanders. The best president we've ever had.
I love Bernie's what he has to say about things and the way he thinks about things.
It's not things. I mean, if you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. I mean,
No, we don't do that. It's a taboo.
You're on from politics.
We don't talk politics and we don't talk religion. Those are two taboos where we've gotten ourselves into trouble in the past.
He will go off.
So he'll get on a pretty bad rant. I let him do that one day, and it got pretty bad because it was built up for too long.
It got ugly.
It did. Yeah, we don't like to piss our viewers off.
I just try to be sly in the morning, doing social day
where, you know, I'm going to take the opposite of you.
You know, I can respect that. You know, something that I will say that, you know, it's very disappointing on how divided we are as a country.
No
matter what your political view is, though, there's a fine line right now, and I'm getting in the weeds here, and I apologize, but you know, when you're on Facebook scrolling through your feed or whatever, and you know, you see someone with a bunch of hate on there judging people for who they are or what they are, you know,
that's pretty pathetic.
You know, it's this country has never been so divided than it is right now.
I agree with you on that.
It's over some stupid stuff. And really, the biggest thing out there right now, it is the misinformation, the lies, and just the BS, you know? I mean,
fact checkers are happy because their paychecks are pretty fat right now.
Well, as an average person, it's really hard to fact check these days. I mean, you can get it done. I do it every single day. Read a story. Hey, my God, is that true? You know, like today's news with what Trump said about talking to some veterans mom or something like that, that lost her son in the war. You know, you read that kind of stuff. You go, oh, my God, is that really true? Is it really true? And you go on. So you got to do the legwork to prove that the story is true or not true.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And when there's an injustice happening in the, like there is in this world right now, here in the United States, all over our country, you got to speak up about the injustice.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to do it. But that's hard to do on social media because it doesn't make a, your voice is just one of many dumbasses out there. So
there's a lot of hate out there, and it's got
how's that for dancing around the edges?
Yeah,
it's a good dance. Yeah. This is my puppy.
But I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, that's why I said what I said earlier. I mean, we need to get the United back into the United States. You know, it's too divided,
Jimmy.
You know, we're not going to survive until we do that.
I see the dog.
This is my puppy,
and I like the dog.
Picture.
I like the dog better than the conversation. Because
oh, yeah.
I hate talking politics.
Yeah, so do I, because
that's what I mean. Every time I open my mouth about politics or religion, I have a very, very bad tendency of pissing people off to a point where they will literally either scream at me or they will turn around and walk out because they know if
report
they don't
report the video,
it's
gonna... But we haven't been reported yet.
I don't get angry at your position. Whatever your position is your position. I may not agree with it. I may think it's wrong. Where I get mad and where I get animated is when the facts are wrong. When the facts that you're sharing to prove your point right, the facts are wrong. They don't add up, or you're just outright lying about it. That's the problem we have on social media today.
Or you're trying to pull facts out of your ass that don't even fucking matter to be facts.
I love to argue or debate. That's fun, you know? Especially if it's something about something, if you're debating about something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're debating somebody who...
Hi, Molly.
Is not open to new ideas or can't prove their ideas in factual world, what's the use?
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing, you know, just like I've said before, everybody has their own opinion on things, and opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, and every one of them stinks.
Agreed.
So, you know, that's one way of putting it. So.
When in doubt, give your dog a belly rub.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
That'll always calm you down.
And I'll tell you, when I come home from work, if I don't sit down right away and let her start giving me kisses, I don't hear the end of it for about an hour and a half.
I posted a picture.
She will pester me until I do.
I posted a picture on my wall the other day of or yesterday. This dog I walk, his name is Sir Duke. Great dog. He's a mastiff. And the picture was a self. He's a mastiff.
That's a big dog.
He's a big dog.
Which breed of mastiff? Because there's like four or five different breeds.
He's the big mastiff. If you look at the picture on my wall, two or three down, you'll see him there. But anyway, he and I were looking right at the camera. Right before I hit the button to take the picture, all right on my face. Licked the side of my face. It was awesome. So I got, you know, showered in dog spit.
So basically you're telling me that in that picture you have one eye and the lens.
Well, I mean, Larry, side, Larry's your...
And this side is completely covered with the tongue?
Well, the picture just shows, you know, up by the glasses. But, yeah, it was a great picture. And, you know, it was a fun walk with Duke, too.
Huge tongue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mastiffs are beautiful. They are some of the most beautiful dogs. And you know what that breed was originally? I kind of like throwing this out there as a trivia question. That breed was originally bred for?
No, I don't. Tell us.
The Mastiff breed was originally bred over in the European Union countries. I think it was German or Austria where it originated from. And its original purpose was to hunt wolf packs, to take down wolf packs. They would take two bull mastiffs and train them to work together, and they would take down an entire wolf pack.
Now, I assume you fact-checked all this, right?
Right, because I've seen them talk about that on some of them dog shows that I've watched.
Yes, I did fact-check it. I did read about it. I may be incorrect about the origin area of the breed, but that is the original or reason that breed was brought about, is because of like some of the, I think it was the Dukes, that was overseeing the areas, you know, the township, and then they'd have like a duke or a royal or whatever that was watching over them. And that was their job, which was to take care of any wolves that were coming in and taking livestock and stuff like that. So they came up with these huge breed of a mastiff, the breed of a dog, to help them take down those wolf packs.
I can only tell you about two breeds, and that's it.
But they are a beautiful dog.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they are.
You could throw a saddle on them, put your child on them, and you wouldn't have to even worry about your kid, you know?
Right.
You know, I'm walking the dog and the kid. Well, actually, the kid's riding, but... But, yeah. So, anyway, anything else, Joe? Dead air. Come on. Come on. Keep going.
I'm waiting for the next question.
Round two's up. Yeah. So, there's a link to vote for us because that ends on the 15th of this month, by the way.
Oh.
Ah,
awesome. Yes, vote.
Okay.
And perform your civic duty and vote.
Vote for Off the Rails for us for best comedy and... Ron Paree for entertainment. I think he's in.
Off the Rails, best comedy, Ron Paree, entertainment, and us in...
And best sci-fi.
For some reason, they decided that our category is going to be sci-fi, even though we are not sci-fi, but that's what they put us in.
We didn't start early enough last year to get into the Wisconsin
Podcast Association.
We didn't
even know about this
awards
podcast association thing.
Until
later in the year anyway.
Right, almost March.
And we did start, actually, officially, we were already had started with podcasting prior to all that. But
we
didn't,
had just changed
we
format.
Didn't get, yeah, we just changed format and we got going back into something different. And
we were too late to register.
Well,
even still,
they wouldn't even have had a category for us. They had to come up with a category for us. Because not a lot of people out there are doing podcasts on the paranormal.
I wish somebody would make a category for me. I don't fit in any of the categories that exist right now, so.
Well,
for
which
what?
Category for which one? The Hotel K or for the Max Inc. Radio?
As Jimmy K, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you still do the Jimmy K show on the side?
No, we have not. I will break a little news with you. E-Dub and I are in negotiations with each other to do another Jimmy K show or a variation of the Jimmy K show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We hope sometime soon, sometime in the future. We don't know when.
Are you going to try to do this as a broadcast over the
if we do it,
airwaves, or are you going to try to do it just on the internet?
If we do it, it will be on the radio station on 92.7.
Cool.
We
that'd
hope.
Be cool.
That'll be real cool.
Yeah. And, you know, if we do it, that's where, you know, we're going to do some live music, you know, have a artist come in the studio, play some live music. That's the passion, of course. And try to play as much new music from the local artists as possible, push their shows, get people out there, maybe do some live remotes. It's, you know, if you want to check out the show, please do so. Go to maxincradio.com, tune in to 92.7 FM on Saturday nights at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, free belly rubs. If you need a pet sitter,
Bellyrubs.com.
See, I could be a pitch dude. Nope. Joe, hire me as your pitch guy, dude. But, you know, think about this. You're going on vacation, you know, you got a couple dogs or a couple cats at home. Give me a call. We'll take care of your animals for you, I promise.
Yeah, just type in freebellyrubs.com and you'll find all his info.
FreeBellyRubs.com. It comes with a nice app, too. I mean, you create your profile. You tell us about your animal and tell us how to take care of your animal.
Cool.
And then the best thing about it that I heard from our clients, other than having their pet be well when they get home, is we have our app. And after every visit, we send you a message. I get a couple pictures, take some cute pictures of your cat or your dog while we're on our walk or climbing the cat tree or whatever, and let you know that dinner was served, fresh watered, or some poop in the cat box is now in the trash. Put your mail on the counter. All at freebellyrubs.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh. So you do
all
that.
You put
you
a real
clean.
Personal touch to it. Yeah, but earlier he said when they do the some of the house visits, they'll even clean the cat litter box.
We scoop the litter box.
That part, yeah. Clean the cat litter. But I mean, clean the house. You
know? Well, the house should be clean.
You're doing everything else.
We appreciate a clean house when we get there for house sitting anyway, because we're staying there. But yeah, we don't judge. I mean, I got my camping cot and my tent I'll just bring if needed, Camp out in the backyard.
Camp out in the backyard with the dog.
We're going to be doing that soon. I'm not a camping person, but we're going to be doing that soon.
Well, it's not really a camping thing, Joe. We're going to be there overnight, and we're going to have to probably take turns napping so we can keep eye on the cameras. We're going on an investigation at the end of the month.
Yeah, and it's an overnight. We're going back to the Beast of Bray Road.
So,
yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah, well, we've been down on a farm.
Yeah, we were already out there for over 8 hours, and then we're going back out there at the end of the month to do a complete overnight. And it's going to be
having a guest.
It's going to be fun, and it's going to be interesting.
And we've got a guest from Illinois coming up.
Yes, we got someone that we already.
An investigator that's been doing this for over 40 years by the name of Dale Kazmarek.
Yep, and we've already interviewed him, and then we were talking on Wednesday and kind of thought that would be cool. And then
I was on the phone with
him.
I was on the phone with him today.
It all came together.
So I was on the phone with him today, and the details are set. So, because he called me.
So anyway.
Well, awesome. Well, hey guys, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for showing up and coming in with us here, man.
Thanks for showing up. That's half the battle, man.
Yeah. But no, thanks for coming in, talking with us, and I'm glad we can do this. And pitch your freebellyrubs.com and flip it, Joe. Flip it to the other one, Max Inc.
Yeah, I will.
MaxIncRadio.com.
Do a quick flip over to that one.
Yeah, I will.
And then MaxIncRadio.com. Hey, he's a controller of this whole mess. So I'm kind of sitting here just winging.
You guys are good. You guys did good. Got to work on that dead air a little bit, but you did good.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of got involved looking for my picture here so you could get a peek at my puppy.
I will say, it's very awkward for me to be on this side of the microphone, quote unquote, because I've done so many interviews with people. And like I said, I especially when I'm doing radio with E-Dub, E-Dub is the best co-host in the world. It's tough when there's dead air. There's like an alarm inside my head goes off. So I've been interviewed by people in the past a couple of times. And sometimes I have a bad habit of taking over the show and start asking my own questions.
Dude, if you have to, do it.
I have a note right here. In front of me, it says really big, don't take over the show. So I don't think I did that tonight.
No, you didn't.
Tune in next week. No, never mind.
So
we had fun,
We're getting better at it.
We could have taken this.
I guess I'll say it that way.
I know a lot about you. I mean, you and I go way back since we're cousins, we worked at the cab company, and then I think before that it was Burger King. A long time ago.
Burger King. There was a fine job.
Yep.
Damn bug.
Oh, I miss cleaning those fryers. And dude, cleaning the grease trap at Burger King, there was nothing better. That taught me how to be a man.
Most kids nowadays think they're too good to work for McDonald's or Burger King.
Well, do you blame them when they're only getting paid $7 an hour?
Yeah, but think about what minimum wage was when we were working.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Now I just made you feel old.
Yeah. Yeah, it made all three of us feel old.
That makes me feel even better for cleaning those grease traps.
Hey.
Thanks, man.
It taught you good work ethic, so because you stuck with it till you found something better.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but I was always raised never to quit a job until I had a job lined up.
That's how I was taught. That's exactly how I was taught.
These kids nowadays, I see them just quitting and they have nothing. Oh, I'll get a job. When?
Let's be truthful, though. We've all done it. Quit a job and I'll have us on.
I have done it a couple of times.
When I was younger, yes. I had quit a job, didn't have anything lined up, but within 2 days afterwards, I had another job.
I was 18 years old. This is a funny story. I was 18 years old or so, maybe 17. I got this job at some place as a janitor, working there in the day, making $7 an hour, you know? Second day on the job, dude bowls out a joint. He was like, hey, you want to get stoned? I'm like, hell yeah. We picked a poor location because we were smoking the joint in a section of the property where there was a camera basically right there. Boss pulls me into the office. And this is like the second or third day of work, you know? He goes, I don't think it's going to work out here for you. I'm like, why? What did I do? He goes, oh, and he showed me the computer screen of, you know, me smoking a joint. I tried to pass it off. Oh, that's a cigarette, but that didn't work out. So, you know, you learn from that.
Yeah.
You tried to anyhow.
No, yeah, it was a lesson. I learned something from that day. Yeah.
I didn't learn my lesson. A couple of times that I didn't have something lined up, both times, I ended up hitting my boss.
I've never hit my boss.
See, I had a bad temper. I had that bad Italian, you know, you get the Italian, the Irish, the German.
It's not just the Irish, my friend. German temper.
I know, that's what I said.
German tempers are bad.
It's all, you get that all mixed together. You know, but dude gets up in my face and starts demanding respect just because he's my supervisor. That isn't going to fly.
Run away. No. Just run away.
And then
turn around and walk off.
And then the other time, and you know, I'm not a homophobic or anything, but you touch me in that kind of a way, you're going to get a response, you know. And I was working at a cousin's supper club on Park Street, okay. And I was working in the kitchen, and he comes up and he grabs my ass, and I just turned around and I swung.
Just give him a steak sandwich. He'll be fine.
I said, you know, tell my cousin Joe, who happened to be at a Perry Como concert, that I said goodbye and you don't have to send me a paycheck. I was only there maybe 6 hours. Shortest job I ever had in my life.
Well, the moral of that story is always ask for consent before you touch your brother's ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consent is everything, you know?
Yeah, but that was.
That's very awkward, though, bro.
But that same place.
Well, no, it wasn't his brother or anything. It was someone in the wait staff that grabbed him.
Right.
Now I ended up working at Taco Bell that was just down the street a little ways. Right
Taco Bell.
So you're there until 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe a little later, depending on how long it takes cleanup, right? Mm. I'm riding my bike back, and I got to go past this supper club. Now, this is 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. This supper club used to close at about 10 o'clock at night. Okay.
Is this the Taco Bell in South Park you're talking about?
Yes.
Dude, I worked at Taco Bell in South Park.
Right.
When did you work there? Oh, wait, I took over your show again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. I worked back when I was in my senior year in high school. It was 1984. I was there.
Okay.
So here I am. I'm riding my bike back to Moreland Road because I lived on Moreland Road because I was going to La Follette. And I passed that supper club on my way home.
Dalton 77, by the way, the Sirloin Strip.
Yeah, that was way up the road, but this was still on South Park Street, the supper club. Italian.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I get by there about three o'clock in the morning, and there's a few limousines outside. Guys outside in suits standing outside, obviously the limo drivers, and they've all got sunglasses, but here it is 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you think's going on?
Party?
No, supper club closes at 10 p.m.
Okay.
That was mafia.
Yeah, party.
There was a meeting.
I mean, that guy that owned the place was old enough to know and love Perry Como, mm-hmm. and get VIP seats.
That was a mandatory meeting at that point.
So. Yeah,
we've all had those mandatory meetings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't working there no more. But
anyway,
Taco Bell on South Park Street was not a desirable job either, and they only pay their employees dirt.
Yeah.
They canceled the Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
When and if I ever went to Taco Bell, that was the one thing I got because I enjoyed it.
At some point, they changed it too, because they don't taste the same as they used to either.
Well, I mean,
but then again, I'm not drunk anymore when I eat their food.
So bingo.
Maybe that's what it's got to be.
Yeah. You know. All right, Jimmy, it was great talking to you, dude. Thank you. Have to go. I don't know if you want to hang out with Joe, but
I got to go myself. I got to go walk a dog.
Take care of.
www.utterlyinsaneproductions.com, maxincradio.com, and don't forget freebellyrubs.com.
Yes, freebellyrubs.com. Important.
For those of you here on YouTube, we're also on YouTube. Hotel K Pet Sitting on YouTube. Do that like and subscribe thing, and thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.